Will you pray with me, please? Perfect, loving God, we open our hearts to you.
We open our hearts
with our vulnerabilities, with our imperfections, with all of the ways that you teach us to be like you. Amen. Nothing like starting a sermon on imperfection and closing your Bible and losing your place. Lord, have mercy. All right, there it is. Setting the example. All right. So, the text that we heard this morning, there are, again, these complicated texts. Everything in this passage from the Sermon on the Mount is challenging. All of this stuff about turning the other cheek and loving your enemies, hearing that the rain falls on the just and the unjust just the same. It's all complicated, but the hardest part of all of it is the piece about perfection. I think for a lot of us, myself included, we hear this phrase at the end, to be perfect as God is perfect. And we just say, well, forget that. I'm done because I'm a mess and I can't be perfect, so what's the point? Has anyone ever, whether it's while reading scripture or doing something else in your life, realized you can't do it perfectly, so you just said, forget it? Yeah? Anyone who's ever tried to learn how to knit or crochet, you know? Like, I can't even figure out how to hold the needles. This isn't going to be perfect, I quit. Go back to Michael's, buy more craft supplies. It's the story of my life. Because perfection is hard. Perfection is impossible if we're thinking of perfection in a certain way, right? Another example would be if you're ever in a situation where suddenly you find that you're in a Japanese restaurant and everyone at the table picks up their chopsticks and you're like, I don't know what to do with these things. So you maybe just sort of like stab the sushi and eat it. Right? Does that make you any less perfect? No, it means that you have a funny story with a nice little demonstration of how to eat sushi and maybe even ask for a fork. Because perfection is hard and we're not going to do life perfectly. But when Jesus calls us to be perfect like God, what is Jesus asking of us? Jesus is asking us to enter into the heart of God, to love the unlovable, to acknowledge that God came to us as a person. And that person was not treated so great. Others, in fact, treated him terribly. Many people honored and loved and treated Jesus quite well. But we all know how it ends. We all know the story of persecution. We all know that it is human beings who kill Jesus. So it is the Christ that suffers, that experiences the absolute worst that humanity has to offer, is the same one who tells us to be perfect. It is that same Christ who loves us, knowing that achieving perfection is not reality. When we think about perfection in human terms, and then we hear this passage, this idea of turn the other cheek and to love those who treat you terribly. And in some ways, it sounds like a formula for abuse. It's one of many places in Scripture where we say, wait, we're supposed to do what? And how often has this exact Scripture and so many that fit a similar pattern been used to perpetuate hatred and racism and abuse? Telling people who are already disenfranchised, that's where you belong. yeah, you're being treated poorly. Turn the other cheek. Because you don't deserve what everyone else has. And this is the same text that says to be perfect. This text is complicated and confusing when people use it as a weapon for oppressing others. People use it as a weapon saying, well, you're not perfect. And you're supposed to love your enemy, so I'm going to treat you poorly, and you have to love me. And this is why we hear texts like this, and we hear this statement about perfection, and we just throw it in the trash. I remember early on in my path towards Christianity, thinking that all of the Christian people were perfect or pretending to be perfect, and thinking about myself and the complications of my own life and my own identity, and thinking, how could God ever love someone like me? Someone who is confused and unsure, and I didn't know where I was going. I couldn't possibly be perfect. This text is what scares so many of us away. But what we don't realize is that this text is not set up to make us feel bad and make us feel like we aren't enough. It is not to set us up for failure. It is actually the center of hope. This text is a roadmap to this one groundbreaking place in our lives that can change everything. This is the one idea that lets us know that what is here is not all that there is, and that there is more beyond this. Our perfection is attainable. Jesus would not ask us to be perfect if perfection weren't possible. But it is hard, and it is worth it. And, once again, perfection is not what we think it is. How do we love our enemies? And who is our enemy? Is our enemy our neighbor who lets their dog do their business on our front yard and just leaves it there and walks away? Is the enemy the person who you call them your friend because you're Facebook friends, but their politics are so different from your own that you can't even understand where they're coming from? Is that your enemy? Is your enemy the pastor who forgot to text you back? These are annoyances, especially the pastor, but they're not your enemy. When the Bible is talking about your enemy, keep in mind that the context of this are people who are writing from a place of deep persecution to other people in a place of deep persecution. The Bible was written for and by people living in horrific situations. So when we hear that we are supposed to love our enemies, yes, of course, we're also supposed to love those people who annoy us and upset us and make us angry, but this is an even larger scale love of enemy. We are called to love those who think it is their right to take our lives into their hands. We are called to love those who put people in camps and tattoo numbers on their arms. And that happened in this country during World War II as well. We are called to love people who drag other people behind their pickup trucks. To love your enemy means to join Matthew Shepard on that fence and to look lovingly into the eyes that are hostily staring back at you, the last faces you will ever see. To love your enemy means to open up your heart enough to those who would harm you, to understand what it truly means to be in danger. Loving your enemy takes empathy on a great scale. It means walking a mile in the 6-inch heels of a trans woman of color who has to sell her body just to survive, and loving not only her, but the danger that lurks around every corner. Because there are broken people who are harming our people. And if you think that just because you don't walk that same walk and you don't wear those 6-inch heels, then trust me, I'd be coming in here with 2 broken ankles if I tried. But don't think that you couldn't be that person and that person is not you. Because we are one community. And we have to walk this walk and love humanity in our fear, in our terror. That is what it takes to be perfect. Not to do everything right and always have proper grammar and always eat with the right fork or know how to use your chopsticks. Being perfect means stepping into the mess of humanity, the brokenness of humanity, feeling the hatred, feeling the fear, and loving back instead of hating back. It is to pick up our own crosses, whatever they look like, and follow Christ. That's what perfection is. It's not the perfectly ironed suit. It's not the perfectly shined shoes. It is walking while you tremble in fear and know that only from that place can you inspire social change. Only from the place of deep empathy, where we maybe don't always understand our siblings, but we can empathize. Perfection is not appearance or manners. It's not about paying off your credit card or never ever doing anything that's awkward or embarrassing. Perfection means loving God with every ounce of who you are, every little bit of you, loving God. And you can love God with every bit of you while you're also doing the mess of your life and the job you might not like and the paying the bills and filing your taxes and feeling imperfect in so many ways. Yeah. You can still love God with everything you've got. It means loving the dignity of humankind in every single person, even the people who are true enemies to you. There are enemies out there, but when we love them, they are transformed. Their behavior might never change, but their power over us is taken away, and they are transformed in that. We take away the ability to be harmed. People can harm our bodies, but they cannot crush our spirits. That is what it means to be imperfectly perfect. To live human lives, real lives, and fully love in a perfect way. It is possible. It's not only possible, it is necessary. Not so we get some great reward later on in heaven, but so that we can bring that reward here to the people who God loves, the people that God has entrusted us with. Amen.